The True Otaku here. Just to let you guys know, this episode does contain spoilers. So if you don't want to hear spoilers, we'll put timestamps in the description of the episode. And as always, we appreciate the support you guys give us and the feedback. Enjoy the show. Thank you.
What's up, everybody? Pre-Hugs here. Welcome back to Otaku Bliss Podcast. As always, we're joined by Justin.
What's good, everybody? How y'all doing?
And Marlon, what it do?
What it do, baby? We're back. We're back with episode 12. We took a little hiatus. We had to get some life things to order. But this
First things first. Shout out for that greatness introduction by Free Hugs right there.
Yeah, I know. We're getting Free Hugs. He's moving up in the world.
Okay. Fine, man.
I'm trying, man.
You just took that shit over. Like, okay, bro, do your thing.
Take off.
If I'm being honest, though, my heart's beating. Shit's a drum right now.
We do this, bro. It's all good.
But we got a lot of shit to talk about today. It's been a minute. It's been about a month since we, took a small hiatus. Which we'll get into that too.
Yeah.
So we got the last two episodes of Fena. We got episode 3 and 4 of Doro. What is it? Doro Hidoro.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We got 3, 4, 5, and 6 of Tactop Destiny.
Yes. Yes.
And then the main topic of this is going to be the My Hero movie, World Heroes Mission.
Spoiler alert.
For this entire thing, we're going to have the timestamps in the description. It's going to be lit.
He fucking does this shit.
Okay, bet.
But also, we also got to get into what we've been watching this week. Or this fucking month. My bad.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, let me tell you.
Please do, sir.
It's a lot of stuff that came out, though. So, first things first, obviously, our normal stuff that we've been recapping. Faraway Paladin is the one that I've been watching. Another new one, the World's Finest Assassin that gets transported to a new world as an aristocrat. Been watching that. What else have I been watching? Oh, there's one on Funimation called I Was Kicked Out of the Heroes Party, So I Decided to Live an Ordinary Life. And
that one sounds interesting.
It is. It's pretty decent. And I've been continuing with the second season of Mushoku Tensei, Jobless Reincarnation. Sir. And that shit has been getting juicy.
What have I been watching? I started The Way of the Household Husband. It's a Netflix one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not into it like that though. The animation style is like throwing me off. I'm sorry.
There's some shows animated like that that like that one other fighting one that came out like right after Baki, King and Ashura,
yeah.
That animation.
I fuck with King and Ashura though.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Keep me pushing though.
I'm in the middle of the last season of Baki. That joint crazy.
Hey, bro. That shit's tough. That shit's crazy.
I watched all of it.
All of it? Okay.
All of Baki.
Okay. I'm in the middle of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Watched the newest season of Scissor 7.
Yep.
Oh god, Scissor 7 is so good.
It's the other one I'm continuing that. I'm in season 2 now. Or like
about to
be in season 3.
How you liking it?
I'm fucking with it. I think
I told you.
I think, I don't know, the first season was just like very, kiddish to me, you know? That's why I was just like, I don't know if I fuck with this. You know?
And it just starts hitting you out of nowhere.
Like, it got real, like, shit started popping off. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could, you know what I'm saying?
But, damn.
Yeah, I'm liking it.
All right, Justin, spoiler alert, bro.
Stop.
Okay. I won't.
Better okay, not.
Never mind. Never mind. I mean, you're gonna see it anyway. But okay. What else have I been watching? That's pretty much it. I'm not gonna lie. I've been watching House with my wife. House. That medical show.
Huh?
The medical show. House MD. it's so good. But anyway, whatever. Okay.
What about you, Vriox?
Yeah, what about you?
I watched all of Baki and Baki Hanma.
Greatness.
Fucking amazing. I loved every second of it. And then, you know, same way, I watched all of Scissor 7. Everything that's out for it. I'm fucking hooked. You know, I binge watched the fuck out of that. I've been keeping up with Demon Slayer. Oh, my bad.
No, my bad. When I was over your house on your birthday, we were sitting there watching Scissor 7.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
We went through a whole season.
What was that, season three or two?
Season two.
And I watched a whole other season the next day. Mm-hmm. And I've been keeping up with Demon Slayer. You're still on the train.
I think I'm two episodes behind now.
Yeah, I'm holding off on that.
One Piece popping off. And that's all I've been watching. I need to find something else to start now. I've been looking at Platinum End or World's Finest Assassin. I don't know which one.
Justin and a good buddy streamer of mine, Solo Q Joker, he told me to watch it too.
Which one? So,
World's Finest Assassin.
Yeah, that shit's pretty decent.
I'm gonna have to get up on that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
get up on that.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on, we got the last two episodes of Fena. The last two episodes of Fena. Okay. Mm. What do y'all? I'm gonna start by saying I kind of didn't like the ending.
No,
like,
I didn't.
Is it the season ending or like it can't be series ending? Is it? No. Okay.
I don't know if it could be series ending. I don't know for sure. I'm just agreeing with you. Like it can't be like that. I don't like. Yeah,
because if that was series ending, I didn't like it.
They left a lot of shit up in the air.
For sure, they did. Yeah.
Like, are we supposed to take it to interpretation, or like what?
I feel like they just
brought like gods and magic into it out of nowhere.
That in the last two episodes.
Uh-huh. So I'm just like, okay, what type of world is happening then now? Like, what is this?
And then, like, it's like reincarnation too. Like, it's them, but it's not
them finding Eden. They go. They're like underwater, but end up coming up back up above.
Yeah. Water.
Yeah. And like, why did they give her the choice?
Well. It's because of her bloodline, at least that's what they said.
Yeah.
But another part I didn't like was when they did Yukimaru dirty. Like, he got his ass whooped by a bell.
For no reason.
I mean,
man's could have put up a fight. Put up more of a fight.
Aged out there because his eyes went red and shit, and I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, they didn't explain that.
It didn't explain a lot of shit.
It was just like, yeah.
Like, what is this rage? Is it like a mode? Yeah. Is it like
Right.
Like Eden and Duse. I want to know, like, I wanted more explanation of the last two episodes. Like, it's still a good anime in its rights, I guess. But, just, like I said, the way they ended it didn't sit right with me.
They closed it out. I honestly think they didn't know where they were going with it.
I could see that.
To be honest. Because it was just kind of like, oh, here's this. And then here's this. And now, okay, we're going to give you a conclusion about what we just said. And that's it. It's like, oh. Alright, because like the way they were at, it looked like it was kind of like purgatory, but like not purgatory. Because like Abel died, but his soul, like,
right, was
still there.
Right.
Like, you know? And then that dude that was supposed to be Abel's like right hand man.
Cody, yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Where the fuck did Cody come from?
Right,
he was like a watcher.
Yeah, he was supposed to be like a watcher over Fena, but like was everybody all at once? Like he was her dad as well. So
it just ended up being all over the place.
Yeah, her whole life was like already written out, pretty much.
Yeah. And yeah. Like, I feel like we should have gotten more, like, foreshadowing about that.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, like, on the last episode. Oh, yeah, I'm this person. You saw me once before in the 12 episodes that you've seen. But I mean, I'm here now and I'm this all-important fucking person.
And because of my bloodline, I get to choose the fucking fate of the world.
Yeah.
And then if I choose to save the world, I get my fucking memory erased. What kind of fucking bullshit is that?
I feel like I would have been more, like, emotional about the end, like, when she lost her memories, if I wasn't so confused.
Right.
Like, I'm sitting here like, okay, what is this? And then I'm sitting here thinking about it, trying to work it out in my head. And then next thing I know, she lost her memory. I'm like, huh?
So hold on, let's make a pause real quick, cause we the homies are mad as fuck cause we not responding to them in chat. But we trying to talk about a show that y'all motherfuckers.
No, I'm not even in chat.
So shut your goofy asses up.
This is chat.
You fuckheads.
Disclaimer, okay. This is actually my first time streaming the podcast.
Right.
I didn't say that yet.
You kind of going through the motions, bro. My bad.
So, anybody
that's tuned in, if you've seen the show that we're talking about, by all means, chime in.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Dan, Isaac, I see you. Damn, y'all send a... Oh, man. Shut up.
Fuck it.
No, we see y'all. Isaac, Justin, he said your voice is pretty. He said, Dan said you're being a hater.
I'm in the chat now, so I see what they're saying.
OS. Whatever. But anyway, I feel like at the end of the very last episode, it was a nice recap of all the places that they went to.
Yeah.
Like it went backwards, like they were trying to jog their memory. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even realize that's what they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, wow. Everywhere today, like, their whole journey to Eden, they just did it, but, like, in reverse. And they're, like, pretty much trying to see, like, you know, this is what we had been doing this whole time. Do you remember any of it? Marlon asks, fucking crying.
I wasn't crying, dog. I said almost.
Nah, bro.
I said, look back. Hold up, hold up. All right, let me get my phone. No. You over here tweaking. Like, hold up. Where's my phone?
All right, on that part with Phillip.
Hold up. Where's my phone?
My dude had that box of tissue ready.
Right.
You got that. Trying to blast me. Hold up.
Phillip.
Hold up.
I know you don't remember our journey.
What did I do?
Now you're bugging. Hold up.
Man, fuck them.
I can't even find the message right now. You sitting over there. Damn, why do we text so much? What the fuck?
Because we boys. Fuck you mean why? Gotta figure out how my people's doing.
Whatever. Dad, put up clown emojis. Fuck you, man. I don't know. I feel like they should have done way better with the end. That's all I gotta say about it.
Yeah.
Same.
I mean, 1 out of 10, what we give it?
I'm
thinking like an 8.
I was thinking a 7.
I was gonna say 7.5, actually.
Yeah. Okay, so we're pretty much in the same.
Yeah.
It sounds about right. Because they threw it at the end. So
if they make more, you know, we'll definitely fucking watch it again, see how it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See if they can clear the shit up. But moving on. Dorohedoro.
Man.
Dorohedoro. Episodes 3 and 4.
Go ahead.
This show is just trippy as fuck.
It is.
That out there, like, I've seen some trippy shit. This show is fucking weird.
I don't think it's weirder than Devilman Crybaby, though.
Nah, it for sure is weirder than Devilman Crybaby. You're
bugging.
Big tweak, bro. No way.
Bro, Devilman Crybaby was fucked up.
That's probably because I've seen the original Devilman anime. It was just a different take on it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so, I got you.
For you, it was probably weird as hell, but nah.
Bro.
Yeah, episode three
of Doro.
What did they call it? This night where they just
Night of the Living Dead.
Yep.
Night of the Living Dead. And everybody, obviously, self-explanatory, all the dead people come back to life. Mm-hmm. But it was like a festival.
Yeah.
And it was a game where they went out to, they pretty much had to make sure, like, they, like, cleansed all the dead people, killing them. But they made it into a game to see, like, how many people, how many undead you could go kill. That shit was weird as hell. But then we get Shin and Noi coming out of nowhere as like bounty hunters type shit, and they just straight rock they ass
right
out of nowhere,
bro.
And the fights in this show are so fucking good for no reason,
man. Bro.
I was like thrown off by the art style, and then like
CGI and whatnot.
Yeah, and then like they started fighting and shit. I'm like, oh.
I get
that's
it now.
That's why they chose this style for the fights. Man.
That was Fena the Pirate Princess. That was the show we were talking about. It's good, except for the last two episodes.
Yeah. But
yeah, continue.
But the fight with them and names. Give me names.
Shin and Noi.
Yeah, with Shin and Noi. And Nikaido. Noi and Nikaido, bro. Their fucking fights are amazing.
They really are. I accidentally watched all of Dorohedoro.
You don't accidentally watch it.
Yeah, you do.
What do you mean? You accidentally watched it.
But they fight multiple times, and each time it's like, holy fuck, what's going on?
Well, I mean, it's only so badass because remember, she's an ex-sorcerer. So, everything that they can do, she can do, pretty much.
Do we know that yet in episode 3?
I don't think so. I don't think they revealed that yet. Well,
that's out there.
Oops.
Either way.
Actually, I think it's in episode 4 that they give that information.
I'm going to say that anyway. Y'all ass is up.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Goddamn. Shit. Sip my drink.
So episode 3. Kaiman and Nikaido they almost die. Get their ass handed to him.
Well, dude's head is like, Kaiman's head is. Legitimately see the dude's like, yes, head in his mouth in the blood spew. It was like, holy shit. That was a really cool like scene right there.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Then we go to episode 4. Episode 4 was weird too. Especially with N meeting Turkey.
Yeah.
And like making like basically a clone of people. But I mean, that's pretty much all that's notable in that episode. At least to me, I think.
I mean,
they follow the. Yeah, they follow the.
The professor. Or Kusakabe.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the Kaido and Kaiman meet. And he was like he's studying sorcerers and shit.
Mm hmm. Yeah. And then, Shin and Noi follow the head guy, the lizard guy, the head guy, or whatever. The doll that was in Kaiman's mouth. They followed him back to, like, his place. Unless that was in episode 5. Unless I'm thinking ahead.
No. That's this episode. You are correct.
So they follow him to his house. And then they find out that he's dead. Like, at least they found his head in a box. So
then they bring it back to N and he covers it with mushrooms.
Really?
He did.
Oh, okay. See, I couldn't remember. I gotta rewatch these episodes. So then, next week we got episodes 5 and 6. Which is fine, whatever. But yeah, that's all I got about Doro.
Good so far.
Yeah, great so far. Alright, so, moving on. We got Tacked Up Destiny. We got episodes 3, 4, 5, and you didn't watch 6, right, Justin?
Nope.
Nothing really happened in 6 anyway.
Episode 7's out too, fuck.
I know, I didn't watch it.
I did.
You did?
I did.
Wow, look at you. I had to. Alright.
I did before I fell asleep today.
That's why did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Alright, so.
Episode 3.
Episode 3.
So, obviously, we found out how Cassette turns into a music cart. I called it, or I think me and Free Hugs both called it that. How, like, in the first episode where we saw him using his power, then like he was pretty much getting like the life drained out of him.
Yeah.
the more you use your music art, they like use your life energy as power.
Fuel. They drain you.
Yeah. So
but I think that's just her.
Because she can't control her powers yet, though.
It's not. But we'll get to that, because that's like episode 5. So.
Yeah.
We find out that pretty much, because wasn't it, Lenny comes in this episode, doesn't he?
I think at the end.
Yeah. But like he comes in and he's like, yo, you know, I'm a music art. We could follow you to, you know, such and such place. I think it was what, where they going?
New Vegas? Orleans
or Vegas? Yeah, Vegas. Because they were pretty much saying that Cassette is broken in a way.
But so we can't ignore the fact that she was replaced. Like a real Cassette.
Yeah, but that
happens at the end of episode 2.
That happens to all music arts, though, is what Lenny said. Is that
I know, but like
start
but
off like, as
she people. Lost her personality.
Yeah, she lost all of that, yeah. It's not Cassette anymore. At all.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said that happens to all music arts, that they once they like awaken all memory, you know, lifestyle, personality, anything that has to do with that person is all erased. And now they're the new divine person that they are now. Her name was Destiny.
Yep.
So, yep. Destiny. That's fucked though. But,
no, that shit was sad as hell.
Yeah.
Especially like, cause she saved Tak's life.
Right. And,
yeah, man.
And then just her, everything about her just gets erased. Just gone forever.
Dude. Not gonna lie, I almost dropped a tear on that one.
And, you know, it keeps coming back throughout the episode. You're
criticizing me.
Small little gut punches.
You were crying about pirates and princesses and shit.
You sitting over here.
It was barely even a pirate and she was barely even a princess. Got a
laser beam through the chest. Yes, I'm a cry. She ain't deserve that shit. Come on now. She was just trying to be there for her boy.
She didn't know. I can't even lie.
Fans was hella depressed that he couldn't play music no more. And then they having the time of their life playing music together.
Right.
And then this shit.
Just wait till episode 7.
Stop.
You gotta watch that shit. I'm sorry.
Keep going.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say anything. Fuck.
Guy.
Jesus. Ah, yeah. Okay.
So they start on their journey. We go into episode 4. Lenny and I forgot his person. Titan. Lenny and Titan.
Titan, yep.
Are escorting the trio to New Orleans. But while also training Tact and
Destiny. Well,
they still call her Cassette, so we're going to call it Cassette.
Okay.
While training Tact and Cassette. And, I mean, so far, they doing all right. Like, her power is there, but she ain't listening to him. Like, she's just going based off of instinct. She isn't, like, actually taking commands. And Lenny was like, look, you got to, like, you're the conductor.
Yeah,
you gotta give her, you know, commands to fight. If you don't, y'all just gonna die mid battle, either from a D2 killing y'all or from you just losing your life because she draining all that shit without actually you giving it to her.
Yep.
So they roll up on this town, this like corn based town.
Uh huh.
It was kind of nasty to me. That shit was kind of gross.
Why?
Like, yeah, it's a bro. Like, I mean,
that was Vegas, wasn't it?
Yeah, Vegas is in the middle of the desert, though.
But like that, all they grew was corn, so all their food was corn based. I don't know how I felt about that. Right. Like, I was like, whoa. I mean, cool, but
cornbread with the corn starch and the corn
right, stuff right, and the, right.
We got corn on the cob, I mean, and cheddar corn.
That's all you got. You can't really complain about it, but
they could grow some fucking potatoes too if they could grow corn. Let me tell you.
Like, yeah, I'm good on that.
Soybeans. They got hella shit.
Yeah, so Lenny apparently knows a couple there.
Yep.
They you know, get greeted, open arms. Then the leader comes out with his shady looking self. I knew he was shady from jump.
He's first shady.
Off, first Bro. Off, this is a farmland. You come walking up with two Secret Service looking motherfuckers that's twice your size.
Yep.
Some shady shit is going on.
Yes.
Anybody with their eyes closed and anime is they got some secrets, bro. I'm just saying, that's anime 101 right there.
On that, the first person that popped in my head was Gin from Bleach.
Boy. So moving forward with the episode, they are in the house laying down for bed. Takt and Lenny were talking about nothing too serious, really. And then Lenny brings out a whole bunch of cash to, what was his name, Mr. Ling?
Yeah.
And
like, hey, bro, I know what's really going on in here. Let me get in on that.
So then, during that part, when Lenny's getting in, Cosette senses vibrations under the ground. So then it leads them to the secret place, the secret, like, fancy place. And it's gambling. And it just so happened to be at the place where Lenny was going.
Hey, listen, everybody in Marlon's stream, y'all see this nigga cheating?
Yeah, I'm cheating. I'm reminding myself, what am I supposed to do?
Straight
why,
from
why, the dome. Wait, why is that cheating?
Straight from the dome.
Okay, alright.
I watched episode 3 weeks ago. I'm not going to remember shit from that.
Thank you. See?
Yes.
No, but not everybody's as talented as you, Justin.
Not even talented. Y'all just don't be paying attention.
I got the memory of a gopher, bro.
We do be paying attention. We just got, you know, like other stuff going on. That's all. Anyway. But anyway,
Andy, 3 weeks straight.
He did.
So, yeah, we find out Mr. Ling is on some shady shit, has a whole full blown casino under this farmland. Playing music loud as shit. Fucking the.
You got paid to get in. Doesn't let none of the people up top. Like,
that's right. That part was fucked. Like, you're already making money off of them gambling, but you got to pay to get in to gamble.
I think at the end, it said that he used the government grant money to help the people to build that shit.
Yeah, he did. Everything that they're getting off of, like, farming and everything, he's using, he's throwing into that casino.
Yep.
So, like you said, Cosette gets vibrations and is like, there's D2s here. Starts busting shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Barges into the casino, uninvited. Starts breaking shit, and she's like, yo, they're right here in the middle of the casino. Time to fuck some shit up. Lo and behold, three of these motherfuckers pop out from underground, and Mr. Ling just loses his shit. What the fuck? How? No fucking way. I mean, you got a loud ass casino underground.
Right.
Come on, bro.
Right. Come on, bro. What'd you expect?
At this time, Lenny's like, you know what? This is a good training session.
Yep. Yep.
I'm about to give you three challenges. If you can do that, you finna be golden, my boy. So, what do you say? The first one, take them out, but first take out the legs or some shit, like make it like immobilize it.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, easy, piece of cake. Boom, boom, bada bang. takes out the legs, boom, straight to the dome. That's one down. Then the second one, he was like, make it do something or whatever, and then dodge, and then just take it out or something with one shot. Yeah, he was like, take it out with one shot. But after I dodge, boom, easy, cake. Then the third one, use your blade to take it out. Tact was like, let's get this shit. Top of the morning. Straight to the dome.
Top of the morning.
Titan in the background. Straight applause. You did great. You did great. But of course, you know, that man ain't used to it, so he tip over like, ugh, no more energy. Lenny was like, nah, y'all did fantastic job for your first, like, actual fight.
Thanks for fucking up my gambling, though.
Right.
I will say, though, like, this anime, like, the fight scenes, like, with the art style is, it's still mind-boggling.
And I would say the music behind it, too, like, it fits really well.
It kind of reminds me of Sword Art, the Underworld arc.
It does. I still think the animation is better than Sword Art.
No, for sure, yeah. But I just, like...
But, like, the over-the-top shit.
Yeah, the shininess, the colors, you know, how vibrant it is. Yeah, it just reminds me of that.
Mm-hmm. And then Titan caught up with Mr. Ling.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he give the money to the couple to have them run it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some good shit right there.
And then this is when we say goodbye to Lenny.
Mm-hmm. Because they got some other shit they need to do.
Yep.
Because it was more than just Mr. Ling being shady. So. Because they said they had, like, she, like, copped some secret files or whatever from his ass. So they had to go check in on that shit. But they mentioned that, like, his father, again, attacked father. I'm thinking that he was a music art instead of just, like, a world-renowned musician.
Yeah, I think so, too, because at the beginning of episode 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, at the beginning of episode 5, the commander was talking about Tact being, like, his father's son.
Mm-hmm.
In episode 6, we learn more about his father, if you want to watch that.
Oh, yep. Yeah. I'll watch that tonight.
Watch episode 7, too. Just do it. Well, I'm sorry.
Obviously, I'm going to. Fuck. Oh, okay. Yeah, episode 5. After we part ways with Lady and Titan, we're still on our way to New Orleans.
And then right off bat,
big ass train of the organization that runs the music arts pulls up next to us and is like, let me give you a ride, homie. I'm the commander of this shit. It's like, wait, what? Where the fuck you come from?
Where did you come from?
We on our way. We got our own journey. Nah. That's, come with us. That's on the way. I'm like, all right, whatever. Fuck it. Save gas. Sure. This man introduced himself as the commander of the music arts. At first, I thought he had two.
Yeah, I thought that at first, too.
I'm like, this man really out here? Like, he cold as hell. Hey, Bullet, I'm sorry, my boy, but you gotta get out the stream.
You gotta get out. He said, y'all gonna talk about Squidbillies?
Oh, hell yeah.
No, free hugs.
No.
I want me a Trucapede.
No, free hugs.
My bad for me, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Fuck no.
But yeah, I thought he had two as well.
Yeah, I'm like, this dude cold like that. He got two of them joints. All right, shit.
Right.
But yeah, they get locked into a fucking one of the train carts. It's like, after you invited me onto this shit, y'all treating us like prisoners? Like, what the fuck?
Right. And then cassettes, I sense D2s. And then just goes out the window like she normally does.
Always.
Always. She don't give no fucks. She's breaking everything.
Shorty was like, what the fuck did I just say? Stay still.
Right.
But they handle it at first.
Yep.
Right? And the next thing you know, buddy Cassette was like, we ain't done. Like, it's a whole army of these bitches coming.
Uh-huh.
By themselves, they handling it, you know. But
damn, and that crazy bitch pops up.
What was Shorty's name that started blushing after Tact was like, I like that name, it reminds me of this?
Fuck, what's her name? I know Hell is the purple hair one.
The crazy one.
Yeah. Damn, what was her name?
Either way, yeah, she starts getting tired because she doesn't have a conductor. She's not paired up with a conductor. So like, she's using her own energy to fight, but they need like actual life force to fight.
Yeah.
So yeah, she gets tired, and then the big kahuna comes out of nowhere, and the conductor walks off, or not the conductor, the commander walks off the train, and his music cart, Hell, is just chilling on top, like,
how come they get to have all the fun?
Fiend in the fight, bruh. Like, that shit was an orgasm to her, which was weird as hell.
But her fucking powers, bro.
Yeah, she gonna be...
She's gonna be one of the most overpowered people.
Yeah. They foreshadowed that Tact's gonna have to fight the commander.
Yeah. So
that fight's gonna be insane.
That fight's gonna be crazy.
Man.
Between Cassette and Hell, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit's gonna be wild.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready.
No.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I'm ready.
No, you're not.
But did y'all see how? Did y'all see how big that D2 was that she took down in one one kick?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
One kick, girl.
All right. Go ahead and log off from you, sir.
Heard that? My bad.
So then the commander's being a dick and completely dismisses the girl in the white. Like, yeah, you're not needed anymore. Bye.
Oh, that shit right there.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
That was some whole ass shit right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And now she's standing there like, oh god, what am I supposed to do now? And then he walks over to Tact, and then he tries to offer Tact. Tact interrupts him. He's like, no. What did you say to me? No. Are you done? Can we go?
I want nothing to do with you. I have shit I gotta do.
Swear to God. He's like, why don't you join my race? All right, bye.
Buddy ain't know what to say. He said, what the fuck? Right. Well, I never.
Well, I would never. Bro. So he was mad. So
big mad.
That definitely foreshadowed a fight between them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Justin didn't watch episode 6. There wasn't really nothing major, like no fights or anything in episode 6.
So but, just learn a good deal about his father and get a little
side adventure.
Side quest from Destiny or Cosette, whatever the fuck you want to call her.
Yeah.
I guess it's both.
Cosette's starting to become like human again a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. She's learning little stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, you didn't miss much with it.
I'll still watch it, though. But,
And in episode 7, no, I'm playing.
All right, bro.
All right. We gonna get that.
The big shits now.
My Hero Academia.
Oh, that movie.
World Heroes Mission.
That bitch boy Dan still in here for talking shit?
I don't know. I don't know if he's still in here.
Stay in here for this one. Anyway, this is the best My Hero movie made. Let's just start off with that. But
10 out of 10. 100%. No problems with the movie. One problem with the movie.
So I'm going to say I gave
it. I had one problem.
I gave it an 8.
I gave it a 9. Greatness.
I gave it an 8. But it is still the best My Hero movie made.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So right from jump, we're on a secret mission, undercover mission. Let's talk about those fucking suits, my boys.
Bro, the stealth suits?
Man.
Oh my god.
Especially Echoes. When he put the bunny ears up, bro,
That shit went hard.
Yeah, all right, bro.
That needs to be his, like, main suit. I wish... That's what I don't like.
The whole time.
Yeah, that's what I don't like, is, like, at the beginning... That's what his suit was. That was his uniform. The mask with the bunny ears and shit. Now he barely even wears it.
Yeah.
He just runs around with his face out and shit. I'm just like, come on, bro. Like, you got the coldest suit in this fucking show. And you're not even using it.
But I'm not gonna lie, though. Bakugo's suit was still dope as shit.
I was just about to say that, bro. Bakugo's suit? Oh. I think it was better than Deku's. I think it was better than Deku's. And I just can't help but to say...
Hard for me to choose.
Todoroki is always just in the middle.
Because they be hoeing Todoroki, bro.
They be hoeing Todoroki so hard, bro.
But I'll get to this later. Because I know some shit now. But... Yeah, they just be hoeing them. We'll talk more about that when we get to later in the movie.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. But, so we start off with this top secret mission. They're trying to find the leader of the cult. What was the cult name?
Something stupid.
Why am I drawing a blank?
I don't know.
Humorize.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Yep, that's what it was. Humorize. So they're trying to find a leader.
His name is Flecht Turn. I got the book.
I got the book too. I'm looking at the book right now.
My book's behind me. I don't even know why I didn't pull it up.
Flecht Turn. You got a whole cheat book right in front of you, bro.
Yes, sir.
So,
not for plot, though.
So we got Flecht Turn. So all of our, like, classmates and heroes, at least the classmates that got chosen, are all over the world. Like Paris,
Egypt,
Americas.
What's crazy is that the only reason why these three were even there is because they were doing
Endeavor. Yeah.
Like, so they didn't get really chosen. They were just there in that internship with them. Which is wild to me because everybody else, I feel like, got chosen. Except for, like, the people who were doing the internship. Like Uraraka and,
Lita.
Lita and Froppy. Like, they were all in an internship as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go to Red Riot and Fat Gum. I don't think he was in his internship at that time with that. So I think he might have chose him. Which is, I mean, badass. Like, good on him to get, you know, brought up to, like, that level.
I think if they weren't in their internships, I think they would have got chosen anyway.
Well, they could still be considered pro heroes, especially in the times of crisis.
Are you sure about that, my boy?
Yeah.
Think they would have got chosen?
Yeah, some of them.
Some of them, yeah, but I'm talking about like Bakugo, Deku.
Yeah.
I feel like if anybody, it would have been Todoroki and Deku and not Bakugo. But with people seeing what happened with the Black Whip, maybe not Deku. So I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Like, if Black Whip didn't happen, I think he would have gotten chosen just because of the overhaul fight. Like, he played a big role in that.
Yup.
So, they might have, like, that might have boosted his chances of getting chosen. But then Black Whip happened, so now everybody's like, oh, he's got powers that he can't control. That's a liability.
Right. But, I mean, he proved that during the movie,
he could use control
of it. Yeah.
I think this is, like, some time, though.
Yeah, definitely some time. We don't know the jump, either.
At the end of the season, he was only saying that he could use it for about a minute. And it was straining for that minute. You know what I mean? And this, he's fucking zipping around like Spider-Man.
Yup.
So, that's a big jump in skill level.
And yeah. He didn't put any percentage on one for all.
Yeah.
Which I found was weird. Was he using it at 100%?
No.
I don't think so.
No, because 100% he goes into that state, yeah, right?
Yeah. This is some time in the future. So like he probably does have control of one for all, like at some, like, to an extent.
But, so, after the beginning mission, they, were on standby. And then, so, Deku, Bakugo, and Todoroki, they were walking in the street, and they witnessed a burglary of jewels and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So they start chasing a burglar, and during that, they give the case to Roddy, whatever, however you say.
I said Roddy.
Roddy.
Okay.
That's how I would say it.
Which he was at the drop off point for them to give him the case, and he was supposed to drop it off somewhere else. But during the during the chase or whatever, like, Deku started chasing Roddy, and the cases got switched because on the bridge above,
high speed chase. Yeah, fuck
high speed chase.
This Green Arrow with a whole bow and arrow from her fucking hand. That shit was cold as hell.
Came out of nowhere.
That shit was cold as fuck. To be able to just form a bow with your finger, your thumb, and your pinky.
Right.
The rest of your hand is just the shaft of that bitch. And then arrows coming out of your underhand. Bro, you tough. Don't fuck with me. And I'm talking like Hawkeye vision, yo.
I'm not mad at it.
But she was able to control the arrows as they were coming. Man. Yeah, straight takes out this car. Super crash on the fucking highway. Suitcase comes flying off. The debris knocks Roddy over, and he ends up picking up the wrong suitcase. Boom. Yep. The whole story begins right there.
Yep.
We go to Deku actually catching up to him, and Roddy being the, you know, scam artist that he is, you know, pretty much damn near convincing Deku, like, yo, I'm just on my way to do some shit. This ain't got nothing to do with you. But Deku's like, nah, just let me check your case real quick, because I'm chasing somebody who stole some shit, and you might be that person. I'm trying to cover my bases.
Yeah, right? Deku's like, I'm not the one.
Fighting the whole time. They end up accidentally opening a suitcase. It's the wrong suitcase. No jewels in it. Deku, you know, goes into Katao position, straight bowing his head. I'm sorry. Rhodey, not knowing what to do, weirded out by the situations, like, you know, like, I fucked up, but okay, cool. Let me get out of here because I'm about to get killed.
Yep.
Next thing you know, word gets out. Deku is a fucking murderer. 13 people dead. Oh!
That took me by surprise. he's on the most wanted list.
I was like, when did this happen? This man killed somebody? Hold on. What? Right. Man. But I mean, everybody knew instantly. Like, nah, no fucking
nah.
Man.
Ain't no yeah. Way. Exactly.
Not Deku. No way. There's nah. Even if they did see proof, I'm pretty sure they would still doubt that shit. Just yep. Because that's how good of a person Deku is. There's no fucking way. I mean, motherfuckers was getting mad. Uraraka was like, nah, we gotta go up there now. They lying to my homie.
Right.
Like, this shit is wrong.
They lying to my man.
Run it back. That shit is wrong. I mean, Red Riot was like, even if he did, he had to have a reason. I'm just like, damn, bruh. This shit. Mm-mm.
So then now, Deku and Roddy are on the run.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we knew that the...
They went to the neighboring... country, wasn't it?
Yeah, it started with a K. I don't remember the name exactly, but it started with a K.
Yeah.
And so Deku got a hold of Todoroki. He called him on the cell phone, and Deku was able to explain what happened, but he couldn't tell him exactly where he was going at the time.
Yeah, because they was gonna be hacking into their shit, so
right.
He had to do what fucking Hawks did, and
send out a secret message.
Yep. Every first letter was supposed to be the word.
Yeah.
Which was smart as fuck, big brain.
Big brain. I couldn't even think of that.
Big brain, wrinkly.
Kidding you not.
What was the message?
It was just the country of where they were going.
It was like a haiku or some shit, but like at the beginning of each sentence was a letter that when you went, like if you read downwards from each letter, it named the country that he went to.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Some big brain shit. Our brain's not wrinkly enough for that. But so Todoroki, you know, actually gets the shit.
Yep.
He's like, yo, Bakugo, we out of here. Let's go for a walk. Instantly, Bakugo's like, all right. About Deku, he's like, yeah, we gotta go. Like, our boy needs us. Which was that's how you know that's the homies right there. When Todoroki's like, nah, let's go do some shit. You know, I wanna talk to you. Bakugo's like, I already know what you finna say. Let's get it.
So they're on the run, and Roddy's got this grand thing of like, if we just give the suitcase to them, they'll leave us alone.
Right, like that's gonna happen.
Nope.
Yep. So they find a place of shelter for the night, and Roddy slips out with the suitcase and tries to meet the enemy. And then he gives them the suitcase. Or did he almost give them the suitcase?
Oh, he gave it to him.
Yeah, he gave him the suitcase. And then they tried to kill Roddy.
And like, but like, how do we know you ain't open this shit up and you know our secrets? So now we gotta take you out.
Right.
So Roddy was like, what the fuck? Boom, pops in Deku, saves his life again.
Twice now.
But takes the arrow to the chest.
Yep.
That shit was tough. I couldn't watch that.
That was tough. That was now, tough.
We in recovery.
Yeah, we in recovery because they escape. Roddy, of course,
with the suitcase.
Right, yeah, with the suitcase. Suitcase. Of course, Roddy is feeling shitty as fuck.
Right.
Deku told him, like, even if we do give this shit back, they're going to kill us. There's no telling that we're going to be cool. So now he feeling some type of way because he should have listened.
Right.
He got Deku injured because Deku had to save his life again. And now they just, you know, exchanging stories. Roddy starts talking about his family, you know, how he got a little sister, a little brother.
Yep.
Pops was like always there for them as a kid until one day he just up and left. He don't know why. Or actually, no, he didn't know why. He knew that he joined Humorize.
Humorize.
And then everybody in the neighborhood knew it. So their reputation just went to shit.
Because and they were rich too.
Yeah. Yeah. They lost the house because he didn't, you know, nobody couldn't pay for it. All of, you know, his neighbors and shit like that didn't want to help him out because they're like, oh, your dad's a fucking terrorist. Why would we help y'all?
Right.
And, you know, so now they're in the slums and it's just been them three ever since. Which, I mean, big ups to Rhodey. Like,
right.
I mean, shit, I wouldn't know what the fuck to do. Especially as a kid, like, damn, bro.
He's just being thrown in there.
Mm-hmm. Deku was older than him.
Really?
Yeah. Roddy was just I don't think he was, like, that much. Yeah, I don't think he was, like, super old at all. I think he was still, like, just a teenager.
Okay.
So...
So then after the injury, they start on the move again. They get to the border of the new country, but they can't go any further. The car that Roddy stole or IOU'd, it ran out of gas. It ran out of gas. And then,
my car,
right.
Everybody going down. I don't give a fuck.
Everybody getting shot.
Life, motherfucker.
Right. So then all of a sudden, a helicopter comes out of nowhere. Was it helicopter? Yeah, yeah. It was a helicopter. And
Green Arrow again. A badass.
The Arrow. Arrow and
I'm kind of mad she was a villain.
Right. What was the other villain's name? Sadero?
Yeah.
Sadero. Yeah. So he has these iron balls in his gauntlets, I guess you could say. And like he can make them big, like very big. And then he was just dropping them on Deku and Roddy. The animation, like the fight scenes in this fucking movie are nuts. Like, Super, I know we say that a lot.
Quick pace.
What'd you say?
The animation in the fights is super smooth and quick pace.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It like, especially like at the... Go ahead.
I said... No, I was talking, continuing with the story.
Especially at the border fight scene. With the terrain going on and whatnot. And then... go ahead, Justin. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so... Badass villain comes up, shooting her arrows. Looking like she about to take them out because they don't have anywhere to go. Deku's still fucking injured. Next thing you know, we see... Ice Wall coming in. We already know who that is. Our boy Todoroki coming in for the save. Next thing you know, Bakugo come zip-zapping in with his explosives, screaming like he always is, about to fuck somebody up for no reason. They saved the day.
Stylish, too.
Yeah, very stylish. Very stylish. But... They end up capturing the shorty, but she's like, she's such a terrorist that, oh, y'all not about to interrogate me, so I'm finna just off myself.
Bro, she just jumped.
Man.
Bro, she...
Not ready for that.
She was like, all right, bye.
Oh, what made me mad is that after the movie, how you said you hopped into somebody's stream and you said you saw the movie and people was all like, oh, My Hero's trash. I was like,
yeah. Man,
I really want to know what the fuck y'all watching then.
Oh, we right. didn't even talk about the first scene of the movie where they show the fucking city and the gas bomb.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't.
Because that's how they set the whole fucking tone for the movie. You just see an entire city go up with what's the name of the drug?
It was called some type of enhancer or some shit like that. It was something.
It's something like enhance or some
yeah.
stupid like that. But it's these gas bombs and they go off in the city, making everybody in the city lose control of their quirks.
Not necessarily lose control, but like it just like what the word enhance, like it boosts their quirk to where, well, I guess you could say they lose control because it boosts it to the point where it goes out of control.
Yeah, and it kills them.
It was like a super boosted steroid for your quirk.
Like there was people catching on fire, screaming, electrical people just like bursting, blowing up.
Motherfuckers who had like wing quirks and shit were turning into like
these monsters.
Monsters and shit, yeah. Fucking crazy.
Shit was wild. And that was the first scene of the fucking movie.
Yep.
And then, but now we're back at Shorty jumping off. Uh-huh. You know, shit's still dark. They have to remind us, hey, shit's real.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I didn't think that, like, legit, I knew. My Hero was My Hero, but like,
man. No, I didn't know she was just going straight, like, nosedive off the cliff, bro.
As a superhero anime, this shit's getting pretty dark. Like, it,
shit's I fuck with it.
Down. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't know. I didn't know she was just going to, like, face plant the fucking ground, bro.
Oh, hell no.
So I did now not see that coming.
We're reunited. On some Team 7 type shit. No, just playing.
This guy.
We got our peoples back. Todoroki and Bakugo come save the day. Now, Deku's like... They are, like, adamant about taking this suitcase. So there's something in this shit.
Yep.
But they banged it up so much that they find the secret compartment on the side of it. Pull the shit out and there's a puzzle inside. They're trying to fix the shit and Roddy's like looking at it like, I've seen that before. Oh shit, I did one of those as a kid. My dad helped me with it. So he fucking, you know, works his magic, big brain, wrinkly shit.
Mm-hmm.
Opens up the puzzle and a microchip falls out. This microchip has all the files of Humorize and how to stop the bombs that Reflector is going to set off. So now, as they, you know, are looking through these files, well, first, they're trying to figure out what file is even which. And Bakugo is just like, on some simple brain shit, like, yo, just look at the most recent one and we'll be good. And lo and behold, it was actually that one.
It was dude's dad.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Rhodey's dad. It was a video, right?
Yep.
Made a pretty much like a kill switch right before he was killed. Because they forced him to make the shit, like these bombs that, you know, makes people's quirks go crazy. But right before they killed him, he made a kill switch to actually turn the stuff off.
It was just funny how when they were searching for it and Deku couldn't get it, Kacha was like, you damn nerds, and then just went on the computer and just found it. I think that part was funny.
takes over the world and like television and shit, and is like, look, I've got bombs in all of the locations of my, you know, sites that you guys thought I was at. I'm gonna make it easy for you and just tell you where these shits are at, but you only got 2 hours.
Yeah. To
find them and disarm them. So I'm gonna help you out, but I'm finna also say fuck you to your face.
Right.
So now everybody's, all the teams that were split up are all searching for the bombs. Todoroki, you know, calls up Endeavor and is like, look, we got the kill switch. We're going to their headquarters. We're shutting this shit down. Endeavor's like, do what you got to do, my boy. But as plan B, we're still going to find these bombs. Of course, All Might, you know, back at, you know, their control center.
Mm-hmm.
The people who weren't like, I mean, they're like, the people who were in charge of the shit were pretty much saying like, oh, let's have everybody pull out. You know, we only got 2 hours and we don't even know like the exact locations of these bombs. Yep. All Might's like, nah, even if you do give them that like grand order of telling them to back out, there's no way they're going to back out.
Like, yeah.
These are heroes. Every single one is already invested. They know the risk. They're not going to leave these people to die.
Right.
It's like, either find the shit or we're going down with these people. There's no fucking way to
leave them. Yes, sir.
Which I thought that was some grown man shit right there. For real, for real.
I mean, that's how it should be, though. Like, you're heroes. You're supposed to risk your life for the people you're trying to save.
It's like, yeah, that shit's not happening. Like, tell them retreat all you want, but nobody's going to listen to you. I'm sorry. So Todoroki, Deku, and Bakugo pull up to the headquarters. Right off jump, shit's popping off. Todoroki and Deku end up making it inside. Kachan's like, I'ma help y'all out from the back. I'ma keep all these people outside. Boom, boom, bada bang, taking out all the little minions. Now we got an actual boss.
Oh my god, bro.
The twins.
The fucking twins.
Them snake blade motherfuckers.
He didn't even know they were twins yet.
No.
True. Because it was just one. It was just one.
Dude. And then Buddy split off and was like, yeah, we're actually two people in one. Ugh, fuck. So that starts happening. They're fighting. It's looking like, you know, Bakugo's winning. Now we cut back to Deku and Todoroki. Running through the hall, fucking shit up. Minions. It gets to the point where there's too many of them. And Todoroki's like, look, I'll handle it from here. You keep going. You know what to do. He takes out minions. Now we got this giant ass Nomu looking motherfucker. Jump out of nowhere from the water and shit. Trying to pull him down and drown him. Little does he know, Todoroki's ice user. But, yeah, so that fight's going on. We got Deku finishing
the Deku up. Goes on, yep.
Going crazy, knocking motherfuckers out, leaning their shit straight to the jaw. You know what I'm saying?
Bat, 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 bat.
Top of the morning.
Let me go back for a second. And, Kanchan's new, like... I don't know if it's new or not. At least I don't remember seeing it. Like his like machine gun power or whatever.
Oh no, I think that was a new move.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was a new move.
That shit was dope. Homie was flying around with like basically machine guns on his fingers.
Yeah, that was dope.
And again, we don't see anything new from Todoroki really.
Because they always.
I mean, like, is it that firewire, that little firewire thing or whatever from when he destroyed like the turrets on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that new, kind of?
Mm-hmm.
But like, he didn't really do anything with it besides destroy some turrets.
I had said after we saw the movie, what I didn't like is that they didn't showcase his fire side at all. Like, he used it, but it was always in combination with a main ice move.
True.
So, like, it wasn't like, oh, I have this one fire move that I'm about to use with just straight fire, though. Like, nothing.
Okay. Else. Yeah, he doesn't have any exclusive fire.
So, but yeah, so we got Deku running in. Now we got the boss room. Reflector walks up and is like, look, obviously, you know, I can't just let you go into this place and shut this shit down. So you're going to have to fight me, dog. Deku being, you know, I ain't no bitch. Bring it on. Tries to use, you know, an all powerful move that normally would put somebody through a wall. But Reflector, his quirk is anything that comes at him, he can reflect it right back at you, but with like ample force or some shit. So now we're at an impasse because Deku doesn't know what to do, because everything he's throwing at this dude is just coming right back at him. Going at it. Deku's getting fucked up because dude has laser beams and shit.
Right.
And they're trying to fight him while also dodging laser beams. He's just literally fucking himself up with his own moves. To the point that he can barely fucking stand anymore.
It's just...
What?
I don't know why. I just feel like that part could have been played better instead of him just like getting fucked up the whole time. We just knew that he was gonna power up. Like, I feel like
that's why I said they should have saved the him from the second movie, him passing one for all off to Bakugo. They should have saved that for this movie.
Yeah.
And
but then we wouldn't have had Bakugo like his fight.
They could have put that in the other movie.
True.
Could have.
I mean, honestly, no, we still could have had Bakugo's fight in here. It would have just been like, yo, I'm about to go, like, I can still move. Let me go try to help. Cause Todoroki finished his fight, right? And this is why we say that Todoroki got hold, because the move that he used to finish this dude was supposed to be like Endeavor's top move. Flash. Yeah. It looked so small. Like, but I will say, when I talked about this with Dan and Isaac, they stated that the only reason why it was so small is because Endeavor had years of training to, like, pretty much perfect that move. So his was, yeah, he's straight fire. And that was a fire exclusive move. So, of course, his was going to look a lot bigger because, one, he has more control over his flames. Two, he has more experience with his flames. You know what I mean? So, when Todoroki uses it, at this point in time, yeah, he might have somewhat of control over his flames, but he don't got that experience of being able to push out that type of power.
But the thing is, he basically did do that in the first season, though, when him and Deku fought. It's the same move, isn't it? The flash flare? I think he even says it in either this movie or one of the other movies where I did this move, the flash flare, without realizing I did it.
No, I didn't catch up on that part.
No, it was the move from the training fight from this season. When he was about to literally obliterate old dude during their match, but they fucking called it a draw. That's the move that he was about to use.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I was mistaken. Yeah,
he gets cucked again.
Yeah, they keep doing Todoroki dirty. I don't know why. He could easily be like I feel like he could be stronger than Bakugo and Deku.
He could be.
If he had the right attitude.
Not even the right attitude if the writers just stopped hoeing him.
But maybe that's just who he is as a person.
But you can't deny Bakugo and that fire tornado or whatever the fuck he did.
Yeah.
Bro, you can't deny that shit.
How about them two fucking twins with the blade, like the blood coming off of Bakugo? That fight was so crazy to me. Like, I was not ready for him to be getting whipped up with fucking bladed hair.
And Bakugo, of all people.
He was just taking it, too.
But y'all gotta think, though. They used that enhanced drug to get stronger. So, technically, he would have fucked their ass up if it wasn't for that drug.
Yeah. Because they didn't start taking it until... I forgot what happened.
He started winning.
Yeah, he won, but like they ended up injecting themselves to get back up.
Because when he finally beat them, that's when he dropped the building on him, right? Like dropped the entrance on him.
Yeah.
Weeb said Todoroki has so much more to offer and they don't let him shine.
Yes, very true.
Facts, bro.
Very true. That's what we said. Yeah. Facts. They keep holding Todoroki. But back to it. Deku, we go into Deku's fight. Rhodey comes in. And it's pretty much like, look, he's playing the role of let's just give them the shit and go about our day. It's either save my little brother and little sister or they die with everybody else. And I'm not with that shit.
Right.
Which, I mean, I understand it. I can't be mad at the dude. Like, save my family or let them die with everybody. I mean, hey. But, you know, Deku obviously is like, nah, fuck all that shit. That's not about to happen. We find out that Rhodey actually has a quirk.
Yeah.
When they were in the cave, you know, he told Deku about it, but they kind of held off on it until the end.
Yeah.
We see his bird that's with him pretty much giving Deku, like, the winky wink face, like, nah.
Like, we're playing this, dude.
Because his quirk is whatever Rhodey says, if he's lying, the bird shows his true intentions. So he was straight up like, yeah, no, I'm finna save my little brother and little sister. It's fuck everybody else. But when Deku looks at the bird's like, nah, I'm stalling. I'm playing the game or whatever. Like, I'm trying to get you some time so you can make a move. Deku catches on. Unfortunately, a laser beam catches Rhodey.
Yep.
And Deku's like, you keep going. You got the chip in your hand. You can make it down there. I'll hold this dude off. Of course, you know, they fucking... Man, that shit... I thought Buddy was about to die. Not gonna lie.
For the god, because
so
they show the birds start fucking fading.
Fading away?
No! Yeah.
Man, I thought Buddy was gonna go KO on that shit.
Bro.
But... We're getting down to like the last minutes, like last three minutes of the timer before these bombs go off. And every area, every hero is starting to find the bombs. Now they're just like, we don't know what the fuck to do with them though, because we got to get them out in enough time so that they don't fuck up all these cities. All Might, he's watching this shit straight up stressing. Gripping his injury, and he's like, I gotta get out there, but if I do...
You know All Might was just itching.
I gotta go, but if I do, it's game over for me, and that's just gonna be worse than what's happening now, pretty much. Which it would be. You lose All Might, I don't think you have heroes anymore.
Nope. Right.
That's too much of a loss. But he's like, nah, y'all got this shit. In his head, he's like, nah, I'm entrusting it to them. Y'all got this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Deku, obviously getting his shit pushed in by Reflector. Reflector starts talking big shit, and it just pisses Deku off. And he's like, look, you're not about to talk about my team the way you disrespecting them like this. Like, we're heroes. This is what we fucking do. Because Reflector is pretty much like, dog, I'm fucking you up. You're about to die. Why do you keep getting up?
Right.
And Deku was like, look, we're fighting for the humanity and shit like that. But he's like, look, you're a person with a quirk. You're disgusting. And Deku's like, you have a quirk too, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah, right.
And he's like, but this quirk has made me ugly. I'm tainted. Because he was like, it was a quirk that he couldn't turn off. It was pretty much like an endless thing that happened to him. And it made other people resent him. So he resented himself and anybody else with a quirk.
Yeah. Deku's just like, well, that's not your fault for trying to find a fucking way around it.
Like, you just got to keep pushing. You're the one who gave up, not them.
Right.
So he pisses Deku off.
All Might was frustrated. I could feel it. Yeah. All Might was very frustrated.
Oh, dude, everybody could feel that shit.
Right.
When you saw him
in that movie was wild.
Death gripping his injury, you knew he was just feeling that pain. Like, I have to go out there.
Bro, I thought he was legit gonna go out there, bro.
But it's death if he did, though.
Right.
He could. Like, it would have been instant death if he tried to change. But yeah, Deku, you know, he pissed him off to the point where Deku gets his own little speech going, like, this is what we do. I'm a fucking superhero. I'm not about to let the world end this way. It's time for me to go above and beyond. Straight up Super Saiyan, dog. Man.
Straight up Super Deku, bro.
Buddy went, he was punching through universes, dog. Shadowboxing.
Yo.
Shadowboxing.
Bro, you can't. Look, I have zero issues with that fight.
I don't know. When they showed him straight up looking like he was shadow boxing, little bit of that animation was kind of whack. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't see it. It was a good fight. It was a great fight. I didn't see it.
I'm not going to lie. But it was still cold, though. It was still super cold. And my theory is because he pretty much went like 100% one for all. And how in the season they were like, oh, he's about to gain the other powers of the previous one for all users. I believe that he gained All Might's power right there.
Yeah.
Because he used his big move.
What is it?
United States World Smash or something?
Yeah.
United States Smash. He used his move right there. But it was like 100-fold, bro.
No, I could see that because like he didn't use Black Whip once during that whole fight.
No, he didn't. No.
He just went straight All Might. He basically did what All Might did to the Nomu.
Yeah, he went 100% one for all, and used his most powerful move. Man, you can't tell me that shit, bro. He turned Buddy white again. Wait a minute. Did y'all peep that?
Yeah.
Straight knocked his quirk out of him, dog. Like, damn.
He ain't got no quirk no more. You ain't blue no more.
How do you beat somebody so bad they lose their quirk? God damn.
Yo. I still had zero issues with that fight, bro.
I ain't had no issues with the fight. It was just the animation. That's all.
Yeah, I didn't have none either.
The fight was, it was top tier.
I don't think the animation was bad either. Like, it's not bad, but I think it was still great.
If you pay attention to it, so there was some parts that was looking a little goofy.
I noticed the desert part, or like when they were at the border of the, I noticed that.
That could be like anything, like any movie though, any large scale anime movie, like Dragon Ball Super, the Broly movie. I don't like when they go CGI in the Dragon Ball movies.
They've got so many
parts. Shippuden is the worst of animations though, when it comes to that type of shit.
Nah, I think Black Clover has it.
Oh,
Black Clover is pretty bad too. They're using scenes like a motherfucker too.
When they were fighting the Spade Kingdom, if you paused on some of that,
it's terrible.
It looks like Doodle.
It was terrible.
Seven Deadly Sins too.
Yeah, they got some.
Yeah, I still haven't finished that last season. I'm not going to either. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we win the fight. Deku beats the living ever bitch out of this man.
In style,
of course, flawless style. And then as he's completely just. He's obliterated himself. Like, he looks like he looked after fucking...
Yeah, like, season one Deku. Yeah,
after the first fight between him and Todoroki, and he's just flicking his fingers out of
sight. Yeah.
Like, man. I'm like, dude, you haven't looked like that in a while. Like, that's how you know how much work you put in.
Right.
And just straight up, he gets to Roddy in time, and Roddy obviously is going to be okay. For whatever reason, he didn't lose that much blood. It was just a flesh wound, I guess.
Oh, you mad?
They just randomly stopped dying.
Oh, it was just kind of weird. Like, your ass is just bleeding. You're walking down this whole mile-long hallway.
Yeah. No blood dripping under you or nothing? Like,
you're laying in your own blood, like, pool of blood. Ain't no way, bro. But I guess for the story, you know, I digress. Yeah, we get saved. Fucking, they show Todoroki laying on a boulder in the river somewhere. Bakugo is fucking passed out at the front gate and shit.
Yep.
But we win. You know, Roddy finally, you know, he made it in time, put the kill switch in. Everybody's still holding on to the bombs and shit. And the timer.
That's not a mortar.
Yeah, the timer goes down to zero, and they're all sitting there waiting for the shit to blow up, but it never does, and they're like, we won. Boom.
Yay, we won.
Everybody can breathe now. And we go to, where do we go? Oh, they met up with the nurse. I forgot her name.
Yep. I forgot her name, too, but yeah.
Yeah,
they were in the hospital.
Yeah, she kisses them. They get healed up. We go to the scene where everybody's time to go. We're in the airport. Deku and Roddy are talking. You know, they're exchanging, like, it was really glad, you know, nice to see you and shit like that. Or, like, nice to meet you, you know.
Big emotional goodbyes.
Our adventure was fun. Roddy
tried to the bromance.
Yeah, Roddy tried to talk shit. Like, don't ever come back here. I don't ever want to see your fucking face again. But again, we know his quirk, whatever he's saying.
Yeah, the bird.
True intentions. And the bird's just bawling her eyes out. Like, you just know his real emotions were, you're a homie. I'm a fucking miss you. Like, you saved my life. You saved my family. This sucks, pretty much.
Yep.
And Deku sees that, but he's not, you know, he's not going to say shit. You know, he knows that Roddy wants to keep his pride or whatever. So he's like, yeah, I hear you, dog. I'm not going to ever come back. But, like, deep down, they know, like, that's a, you know, a vow to, like, we'll meet again one day.
And that was the end.
That was done, yeah.
I think, I just think it was better. Okay, all right. Now, we need to talk, Justin. So what was you saying? What did I say earlier?
You said it was
tip you off.
Movie.
Said it was the best anime movie next to Dragon Ball Super.
In my opinion, next to Broly.
Your opinion's wrong.
Wow. Okay.
Because like it's better than every single other anime movie you've ever watched.
It is way better than Broly, but not better than Mugen Train.
All right, you need to calm down with your crazy ideas over there.
Chill out. No, it is not better than Mugen Train.
No, I don't think it is either. But I think Dragon Ball Super Broly is actually better than both of them.
Whoa. Sign off.
No. Not at all.
What did you just say?
You heard me.
At least I said on par. Bro, the first hour of that movie was so boring.
I don't even think those are the best anime movies.
Straight story, bro. Get the fuck out of here. What do you think is the best movies than anime movies?
Iconic Weeb says Mugen Train was pretty meh till the end, in his opinion.
Stop it. Stop. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Apparently a lot, if you have to ask that question.
Weeb, you're getting banned.
Weeb, you're getting banned.
No way. You guys are killing me, dog.
Bro,
I look at it from like kind of a nostalgic standpoint. It's like I'd rather watch like Akira, you know, like Princess Mononoke, Howl's Moving Castle.
All right.
Like if we're talking about straight movies.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Because Princess Mononoke is better than all that, but okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. But like as like okay, so like new generation anime.
Like series movies, if we're just keeping it in there.
Yeah. The new generation anime, what's the best movie? And if you say Broly, I'm reaching through the computer screen.
I can't say Broly.
I can't say Broly because the first hour of the movie was like nothing.
The fact they fought a train.
It was set up.
What?
Okay. I'll give you that, Weeb. Yeah. I felt like the demon himself should have been the fight. But, I mean, we had that big fight at the end with Rengoku and Akaza. So.
I give that fight props.
Yeah. So that kind of made up for it. But I do get what you mean, though, that, yeah, the fight scene was, like, the big bad was a fucking train. That shit was kind of whack.
It's not even that he was a train. It was like, I'm a demon. And now I'm a train. That's what made me mad about it. I was like, for real?
How you say it like right. And now I'm a train.
That's how dude talked. He was flamboyant as hell.
Straight up tentacles, bro. Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't like that. Meat tentacles.
In my opinion, Broly and Mugen Train was on par with each other.
Why you say it like that?
Because Mugen, whatever the fuck name it is.
I'm
Demon
sorry.
Slayer movie. because I feel like the middle of that dragged too. Like, especially during like the sleep scenes and shit. When they were trying to find their spiritual core. I feel like it dragged.
That wasn't a drag, what?
I feel like it was.
Honestly, that Neon Genesis Evangelion movie we watched kept me like interested that whole time.
Oh fuck yeah!
You know, so it's like it's just certain ways of keeping attention.
Yeah, like I started to lose like attention during like Inosuke's and
because that was just supposed to be like comedic relief, though. That wasn't really, you know what I mean?
Because that was like right before we got introduced to Tanjiro's dream, and then right before dude found Tanjiro's core.
Yeah.
I just think Broly, I don't know, I don't put that up there that high. Just because of the fact that like it was fan service.
That's honestly all that movie was.
It was fan service.
Yeah, I loved it. They remade
Broly so many times. And now that we had Super, it was like everybody was asking, oh, well, let's do a fucking, why not have them fuse together, but Super Saiyan Blue versus Broly? Like, of course they're going to win. But like, no, man. Even then, they still didn't fucking win because Broly.
I want to fight with consequences.
Right.
I want someone to die and stay dead.
I mean, I'm not mad at Broly, though. I'm not mad at Broly, though. Broly,
neither am I. That movie
like,
was...
It was fan service, and they executed fan service. I'm not mad at it.
It was big nut energy the whole time.
Not the whole time. I mean, when the fight started, yeah, but...
Well, yeah, but that was like a fucking 30, 40 minute fight.
Right, yeah.
I mean... But did they really win that fight, though? Because Broly's still alive. He just...
You could still win and, like, have the guy live. Like, Jiren's still alive, but they won the Tournament of Power.
Because they brought Jiren back to life.
That is very true.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But the thing is, Gogeta was about to kill Broly with that Kamehameha. And until the bitch and the dude wished him away with the Dragon Balls.
Nah, you're right. You don't have to die to lose, but I just feel like
Goku lost. He
probably would not consider it a win. Goku wouldn't consider it a win.
No.
What happened to between him and Broly.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Ball saved Broly, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, okay, I changed my opinion now. This movie was better than Mugen Train and Broly.
So now you're just conforming to how other people think?
Right.
No, because I thought about the other two movies more.
This man said fucking on par with Broly. Shit.
What's your best movie? Out of these three.
Out of these three?
Yeah, out of these three.
I like Mugen Train. Then My Hero, then Broly.
But see, I've seen Mugen Train and I've seen Broly multiple times. I've only seen World Heroes Mission once.
I've only seen like, Train once.
I just want to see it more. Is what I'm saying.
That's cool.
Okay. That's cool.
This not man said
it's third out of three?
Third.
Stop it, Weep.
Wow.
Stop it, Weep.
That's
the Train movie is third out of all three. So you're saying MHA is last, and then so Broly first? And Mugen Train.
Are you saying Broly's first?
Yo, honestly though, if I'm putting a list out on it, World Hero Mission is above Mugen Train and Broly.
Hmm. Thank you.
I mean, as long as Broly's not fucking first.
The only reason Broly would ever be first would be because of like nostalgic reasons, like the fan service shit. Like I love it. But if we're talking like actual story and actual like consequences,
fan service,
you can feel the tension in the movie instead of just, oh, you know, they're going to win.
I
think Broly might have had the best animation.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. But I'll talk about it. Anime news.
But as far as like just all around anime, Princess Mononoke takes the top.
You seen it?
You're fucking slacking, dog.
Well, I'm always slacking.
That hurts.
I'm always slacking.
It does hurt. That's my favorite movie.
All time?
Yes.
Damn.
Yes, yeah.
Honestly, I can't even put like a favorite. Like, I like so much. It's just really hard for me to actually
is
like.
Is it really a given, though?
Right.
Because, like, I wouldn't have been surprised if somebody did die. Or if, like, Yeah. Or if, like, a couple of the bombs actually went off.
Demon Slayer had a happy ending too, though.
No, Rengoku died. What do you mean?
But he's the only, all the other passengers lived.
I don't care about the other passengers. Rengoku died. Right.
Then one.
The ending was not happy at all. Okay, yeah, woohoo, they won.
I didn't mean happy ending. I meant like technically they won.
I don't care. They didn't win. Rengoku died. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Man. If that's the way you think, my boy, you are not ready for this new season.
I'm sorry, I'm just using the words Tanjiro said.
We're going to be hurt. Like, I'm talking devastated. For what's coming up after they finish the Mugen Train arc. Oh my god. The shit that happens, man, they're just gonna be like, what the fuck? What the fuck? This is not happening. What the fuck?
All right. Shit was chimed in. I hate that anime movies mean nothing to the series. Their events have no consequences to the series.
Some of them.
Like my hero ties in with the series.
Yeah, Demon Slayer ties in with the actual. It's canon. So majority of movies aren't canon. Yes, but there are some anime shows that their movies are canon.
Yup.
Like My Hero, all of their movies are canon.
And they're making Dragon Ball Super Broly canon.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Super Broly is canon.
But like back in the day, the movies weren't canon. Like they were just side pieces. Like all those Dragon Ball Z movies had nothing to do with the story. The
Janemba movie, come on.
Fusion Reborn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, but they recon things so they don't affect it. Like Bakugo eating the hair. Mimi.
He didn't eat the hair. He touched Deku's blood. They're blood brothers now.
Yeah. So, but that was still canon, though, because at the end, they said that One For All didn't, like, accept him as the new vessel.
It still wanted to be used by Deku or be with Deku or whatever the fuck.
The other Dragon Ball Z
That's what we mean. It wasn't canon.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't a part of the universe that we know from the anime series. That's what Shanwich mean is that like all the movies, like at least back in the day, like now they're becoming canon, but like back in the day the movies that would come out, they're just not a part of the series. Or they're just tied
up, so it had zero effect.
Yeah, they're just there.
I mean, yes and no, sure, okay, but like it I don't know, because like it was explained, you know what I mean? Like the him giving his One For All up happened, but they at the end, All Might was like, at the end of the day, One For All itself has to accept you. So if it doesn't accept you, it just goes back to the person that tried to give it up.
Right.
So like I get what you're saying, but those are the movies that shit happens, but they don't explain it any further because it's just not canon.
The majority of anime movies are not canon, though. Yeah. Yeah, we get that. But we're also talking about the few that are canon now. Like the My Hero movies are...
We know of.
Yeah, that we know of. And I like how the... Evangelion, the movies are like a series movie, like they follow the story. The
same plot.
Yeah.
Like all of that is canon.
Yup.
They just
kept it going instead of kept it in a series.
Yeah, they didn't keep the series, they just kept the movies going.
So it was might have been the right decision, because the series, like, that shit drags. Even though it's like, so I love that series like to the bottom of my heart, but watching that shit just takes so long.
Mm.
Like, make it a better anime?
Makes it better. Yeah. So the fact that these few are canon makes it better. Like, makes the movie and anime better, like, together, you mean, Weeb? Where are we at time-wise? Oh, we gotta move. Yeah, we gotta keep it pushing. Story-wise. Okay, story-wise. Got it. Yeah. All right. So we gotta move on, because we're about to be...
But, I mean, My Hero has a lot more seasons than Demon Slayer, though. And Super, I mean... Or, like, Dragon Ball. It has way more seasons than Dragon Ball. If you want to be technical about it, Dragon Ball only has about four seasons. Three or four seasons. Because you got Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Kai, then Super.
Is Kai canon, though?
Okay.
Kai is basically Z, but just like...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, with... Yeah, okay, yeah. So then three seasons then.
Yeah.
But then there are people that like switch up the sagas. You know, you got the Frieza saga or the Saiyan saga, Frieza saga, Majin saga. So you can consider those seasons maybe.
Yeah. Because like, I mean.
I usually go off of like arcs. Honestly.
Yes. Well, saga, arc. Saga and arcs are the same.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the way Funimation did it, like, when the remastered seasons were coming out, they broke Dragon Ball Z up into 9 seasons.
Damn.
Yeah. I had them all on DVD.
Damn.
Yeah, but I refer to them as seasons,
Seasons, you mean series? Yeah. Yeah, but we got to move on because we're an hour and 51 minutes in.
All right, who got the anime news?
Damn, I want to say this anime news because like it's big to me and you, Free Hugs, but Justin hasn't gotten there yet with Scissor Seven. Yeah, so
don't do that.
Okay. All right.
The thing is, it's not about plot or anything because I know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. Thank you, Shanwich. We have
Jujutsu Kaisen! I'm sorry.
We have confirmation on Rising of the Shield Hero Season 2 in April.
Mob Psycho 3.
Yes, Mob Psycho 3 is confirmed.
Yes, sir. Mob Psycho.
Are a fan of Devil is a Part-Timer. Oh, I see that now, Weeb. Thank you for that one. Devil is a Part-Timer Season 2 is confirmed.
Tonikawa, Over the Moon.
Yeah, I put that in there. That Season 2 is coming out. Yeah, the new season of Bleach, they're continuing that or finally gonna... Yeah, they're continuing.
I might pick it up. I don't know.
Shut your ass up.
I might pick it back up.
How far were you into it?
I got to like 150 episodes into it.
I haven't finished Burn the Witch, Shanwich. But are they continuing that? Because I see it's only like 3 episodes. I'm over Fairy Tail. I'm gonna be right. I'm gonna be honest.
Are you?
I'm over Fairy Tail. I mean, I finished it, but I did not like that ending. I feel like that ending was rushed, and they ended it the way they did because I feel like it was another Madara moment where they made a big bad that literally can't be defeated, so they just kind of pulled something out of their ass. Have you watched that Eden Zero on Netflix? It's supposed to be like the spinoff of Fairy Tail.
I haven't. I thought about it. It's in my list. But I haven't watched it. Free Hugs.
Huh?
What about you? Have you watched Eden Zero on Netflix?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just disassociated real quick.
Because I stopped watching it after the first episode when I literally, when they literally replayed how Natsu and Lucy met, but it was just roles reversed, pretty much. Like, Natsu was the fucking, the person who's supposed to be Natsu was playing Lucy's role and vice versa. It, yeah. It, I was like, ah, this is just opposite fairy tale. I don't want to watch this.
Hey.
But, yeah, that's it for me and on anime news. Yeah, your chat's pretty much got everything else that we didn't call out. Appreciate it. We got the main ones, though, like the bigger stuff.
I'm ready for Mob Psycho.
Me too. I'm ready for more Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, man. My God. When's that movie come out? When's it come out? It comes out soon, right? Like, soon? This month, right? Let me see. Season 2 of Jujutsu Kaisen in 2023?
Yo, what?
Oh, you're lying. You're lying.
I'm going to go lay on some train tracks. What the fuck?
Jujutsu Kaisen 0 will be released in theaters in Japan on December 24th. So we probably won't see the movie here until
like
next year sometime. Yeah, it's probably going to be
late January.
Yeah, it's not even, I think, later than that.
Fuck me.
It's gonna be another Mugen Train.
I thought it was coming soon.
No.
Now I'm just disappointed. And I'm very disappointed. I didn't even read this article of season 2 in 2023.
Yeah, that just hurts.
But moving on, life updates. This is let's get down to why we've been fucking gone for so long, y'all. I mean, if you want me to start, I'll go. Life or work has been kicking my ass big time, like. And then I mean, I'm not gonna say it over stream or the podcast, but
yeah.
You know, Marlon knows my situation.
Yeah.
So life got a little weird for me. But yeah, it just had to take some time. Get our heads back on, really.
Get right.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been much going on with me. I mean, a little bit of stuff, like stuff I don't want to say on stream or on podcast. But I'm good now. I'm just chilling now. And I'm just ready to get back in the swing.
Definitely.
Good shit.
What about you, Friugs?
Well, from the middle of October until last Sunday was my first day off since the middle of October.
Fuck, man.
I worked 3 weeks straight and then another 5 days on top of that. Like, fuck. Well, technically 6 days after that until that Sunday off. So almost a month straight.
Yeah, man.
All 12 hour shifts. It's fucking terrible.
Oh, all 12 hour shifts.
The grind got real, bro.
That's rough. That's rough.
Yeah, the grind
fucking came out of nowhere.
And it was just like, we wanted to do, like, record our episodes so bad.
We was trying so hard and stressing about it.
We had days planned, but it would get to the day of, and we'd sit there and be like, this ain't it.
Yeah.
Like, we wanted something to
come up, and, like, I text the group, like, hey, some came up. I can't today. And then, like, there's other times where, like, if one of us is, like, I'm not feeling it today. We're just like, all right, different day.
Right. It was just, we wanted to give you guys a actual, you know.
A show.
Yeah, a show. We didn't want to come out here and just force something, you know?
Yeah.
So, there were a lot of days where it was just like, we'd get to it and we'd even hop into the fucking the room to start up and just be like, nah.
Yo.
Not today.
Yeah.
And we were actually going to have a guest speaker for the My Hero movie, but, you know, just like all this, it just fell through.
Yeah.
Talking about our podcast, Weeb, if you are, fucking thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you. Podcast is looking.
First time trying to do it, you know. So we wanted to make something actually that you guys could actually enjoy. So that's why we were just putting it off for so long.
Yeah.
But the last 2 weeks, though, we put it off for that long because we wanted to, when I think it was either the last episode or if you guys heard the public service announcement that I put out, on that, I had said that we had a big, you know, event for this episode. But unfortunately, it was supposed to be one of our buddies was supposed to go see My Hero with us, and we were going to have our first guest appearance on the show. Unfortunately, he was not able to get off work and go see the movie in time for us to do this. So he just kind of gave us the go ahead to review the show without him or the movie without him. But soon, though, he will be on the show with us as our first guest appearance. So wait for that because it's going to be a good show. One of our good friends, really, really good friends.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Hell yeah. Definitely. We'll definitely get you in on one of these episodes.
Exactly. I was literally just thinking that too. I'm like, damn, we need to get Weeb out here too.
Dude, I mean anybody, you know, because like I said, everybody that's in the Discord, I mean we talk on a daily about different shit. So whatever show we're reviewing, you know, try to catch up on it and just give us a shout out. Like, hey, you know, mind if I, you know, tune in or join in on the next episode? You know, I've been keeping up with one of the shows that you've been watching or whatever. And yeah. Waiting for a magical
sandwich. If you want to have an all magical girl episode, I'll host it for you. You can come in here and talk about Magical Girl. I'll edit it and I'll put it up for you. I'm just being away. I stay current on everything.
Yeah, we got you, bro.
We got
like
you.
Like I dude. Said, our first one's going to be our boy. Because that, yeah, we were definitely looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, we get that one out the way. Yeah, it's whoever.
If he take too long getting on, though, we gonna have to move forward.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Stabby. We love you.
Sure. we got a list now.
Right. Yeah. We got a waiting list. People trying to jump in. We're famous.
When the
dog.
Fuck this happened?
We're famous, dog.
Live, my baby.
Not even. Not even.
Oh, you're fucking up, Weeb.
You're fucking up, Weeb.
Hey, if you're caught up, just stay with it. Because, like I said,
we didn't talk about episodes. We didn't talk about episode 6 because seven, we didn't yeah. watch it. Yeah. And 7 just came out.
Yeah. I watched both.
Yeah, Free Hugs is the only one that's seen 7 yet. I haven't seen 6 or 7 yet. So,
bro, 7 is crazy.
So, yeah. Watch it. I mean, shit. Why not next week?
Let me. After we get off here, I'm gonna hit up Stavi.
Yeah.
And see what he's doing.
Okay.
Bro, we was in my chat the other day. Was it? Were you there, Justin? I don't know if you were or not. And he's like, this man's like, I could just listen to him in Japanese and listen and understand it with no subtitles. I'm like, Weeb, get the fuck out of here. Nobody asked you.
Of course. I mean, it gets like that, though. You watch subs all day. You pick up some shit, so. All you dub listeners out there. I mean, what?
There's nothing wrong with dub, okay?
So you can't read.
What? That's what? Not what I'm saying at all. All I'm saying is I would rather not read.
So you can't?
No, I can't read. There's nothing wrong with dub. Okay. We're just going to keep it at that because
this podcast is too long.
Okay, all right. Well, my hero is different.
We appreciate everybody for listening. Appreciate everybody in chat. Yeah. Y'all got anything you want to say?
Okay.
No, this was actually pretty cool, though, doing the live thing, though, having chat right there with us.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely awesome to do that. We should do it again.
I might do it every episode from now on.
Why not?
I might.
That'd be badass.
It depends on the time of day, because I have a 4-year-old, and...
Well, yeah, of course, obviously, so...
Figure it out, because I gotta get up in 5 hours.
I mean, like I always say, it's a pleasure to have everybody tune in. The support that we give and have gotten, obviously, on this one, it's been dope. So, yeah. We appreciate you guys a ton.
Yeah. Like he said, like they both said... We appreciate all you guys. Feel free to join the Discord. Follow your boy on Twitch. If I'm going to be doing this, you might as well get front row seat.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, if I'm going to be going live at the True Otaku, TRUU Otaku. And that's all I got to say.
Well, yeah. Don't get pissed, because Otaku Bliss never miss.
You got it. Got to put that in there. Oh. Got to.